Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you. Welcome back on board On the Mark. Delighted to have you with us this morning, and we want to launch right into the program this morning. Brought to you, as always, by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. We are delighted to have with us on the phone this morning, Senator Bob Casey. Senator, it's good to have you with us this morning.
Hey, Mayor, great to be with you.
And before we start, I got to thank you because I don't know how many people are aware of this, but you have been one of the greatest proponents for the Susquehanna Valley Thruway Project. You're one of the three people I consider true heroes of the project. Every time we had a task force meeting, you always had a representative there. You would call me or we would meet once or twice a year over the course of it. You always wanted to know what was going on. And then you got a $69 million out of the federal transportation bill to help with the project. So, Senator, thank you for what you've done for the Valley. We really appreciate it.
Well, Mayor, thanks. That thruway couldn't be more important to the whole region. So we're finally moving, right?
Yep, we are. The dirt is flying, and the one part of it's done, and the rest is well underway. Well, Senator, we only have a limited time with you, and I know there are a couple of items that are dear to your heart. One of the items we wanted to talk about was the border crisis as it relates to your efforts to fight the fentanyl epidemic. And, of course, now it's come into really sharp focus with the murder of Laken Riley in New York by an illegal immigrant. So what, you know, I know that there was a bipartisan bill. It didn't get passed. What can we do now? What's our path forward here, Senator, on that and on fentanyl?
Well, two things we should do, Mayor, in the short run is, first and foremost, pass the fend-off fentanyl legislation, which is part of the security bill that the House has in front of it. If the Speaker of the House puts what a lot of people call the Ukraine bill on the floor, it will pass. And guess what? You know what's in that bill? The fend-off fentanyl legislation, which is a sanctioning and anti-money laundering bill. It would hit the bad guys hard where it counts, in their pocketbook, and send a lot of them to jail. So that's part of making progress on the border, is to make sure that fend-off fentanyl passes as part of the Ukraine bill. Second, we should get back to the drawing board on the bipartisan border agreement. That's the best border security bill we've seen in at least a decade, and we had an opportunity to pass that. As you know the story, one party decided to genuflect to their presidential candidate and kick it out of the agreement, the security agreement. What's going to happen, I think, after we get these appropriation bills done, is we're going to go back to debating and putting in front of the people that bipartisan border agreement, which would change border policy. Fewer people that should not be in the country would come in. That number would go way down, number one. Number two is you'd have more resources to hire more Border Patrol, thousands and thousands of Border Patrol agents, more ICE agents, more personnel on the ground to deal with the border security crisis, and more resources. We need to make sure that when we have these fluctuations in border crossings, that we have the resources to deal with it. You can't simply yell and scream about border security and then not support the policy changes that are necessary in the bipartisan deal and support the resources. Now, as part of that effort to get back to the bipartisan deal, I've got a bill called the Stop Fentanyl at the Border Act, and that would help the hardworking law enforcement officers at the border to give them more resources, to give them more technology, to make sure that we're not simply focused on the number of people crossing the border. We got to get that number way, way down. That's number one. And number two is we have to focus on what's also coming across the border carried by U.S. citizens. Fentanyl, which is destroying, ravaging our communities. Small towns and rural areas are being devastated by fentanyl, and we've got these criminal elements that are U.S. citizens. 88% of the fentanyl coming into the country is brought in by U.S. citizens. Billions of doses being brought into the country, even though we intercepted a billion doses last year. We need to stop billions and billions of doses of fentanyl at the border, and you have to make sure that you have the technology to do that, and that is the high-technology screening that can find fentanyl in a car tire. It can find fentanyl in any part of a vehicle. It can find fentanyl in any part of a piece of cargo. That's how you secure the border and stop fentanyl, by passing Fend Off Fentanyl, passing the bipartisan border agreement, and also passing my Stop Fentanyl at the Border Act. If we do all three, we will have a dramatic change at the border. The number of people crossing the border will go way down. The doses of fentanyl will go down by billions if we pass these three pieces of legislation. And we'll send to jail some of these cartel and bad actors that are setting up U.S. citizens to bring fentanyl into the country.
Well, talking about that bipartisan bill, Senator Marco Rubio made the comment in a rather extensive interview that it provides, first of all, 1 year away from a green card and 4 years away from being able to apply for citizenship. And a lot of people have said over the years that the president has allowed this to go on because they believe he's trying to get more Democratic voters who will be grateful for letting them into the country. Do you buy that?
Joe, look, what you're hearing a lot of bullshit in Washington. I'll just say it that way.
Okay.
Bullshit, all right? If you want to secure the border, you have to get serious about fixing the problem. It's not good enough to yell and scream about one or the other issue at the border. You got to support the resources to stop fentanyl at the border, number one, and you got to support the resources to hire more Border Patrol. We need more Border Patrol. We need more ICE, and that costs money. You've got to invest in resources that will give us the law enforcement we need at the border to stop the numbers from growing and to reduce those numbers and to stop the fentanyl at the border. If we do that, we can stop billions of doses of fentanyl at the border. A billion doses last year were stopped. That's not good enough. We need to be stopping several billion doses at least at the border. So if you're serious about border security, you should support the bipartisan deal. And unfortunately, you've got too many politicians that are genuflecting to a candidate instead of solving the problem. James Lankford, who negotiated this bill, is as far right as anybody I know. He's a right-wing senator, and he negotiated this bill. So this wasn't a Democratic bill. It wasn't a Republican-only bill. It was a bipartisan deal. And anyone who says anything else is lying to you.
Okay. Well, look at Senator Kyrsten Sinema. She has announced now that she's not going to run for re-election.
Yeah.
Of course, she kind of really didn't have a pathway to get re-elected. But she blamed the lack of ability to work across the aisle in Washington. Do you see that improving anytime soon, Senator? Is there hope for bipartisan work?
Joe, not enough of it. And everyone has to do more to work together. That's why this bipartisan border deal was remarkable. No one, not a single person in Washington thought that this deal would come together, and it did, because Democrats were supporting policy changes that they might not have otherwise. Republicans were supporting new investments at the border that they never support. They never seem to vote for the Border Patrol. Why did the Border Patrol Union, who endorsed the former president, will endorse him again in this race, the Border Patrol Union. They're going to endorse the Republican nominee for president. The Border Patrol Union supported the bipartisan border deal. What more proof does anyone need? But there's no question that we need a lot more bipartisanship to get the government funded this Friday, to get a border security deal passed, instead of playing games with their presidential candidate. Support the bill. And also to focus on other challenges we have as a nation. But there's no question there has to be more bipartisanship.
Well,
I think this was a moment when we actually had some.
Well, let's hope it comes back. One of the things that you're working on is near and dear to my heart, Shrinkflation Prevention Act. I think all of us have noticed either the prices of things have gone up or the amount of stuff in the package has gone down. What prompted you to work on this, Senator?
Well, I think a lot of Americans have seen it for years in their grocery store. They've seen the greedflation part of this, which is prices skyrocketing and corporate profits going up and the cost of food going way up at the same time. There's no excuse for big corporations jacking up the cost of food like they have since 2020 while they're getting record profits. If you're getting record profits, then your cost must not be so high that you need to jack up the prices. So that makes no sense. People see record profits of corporations and food prices going up. But the shrinkflation part of it, I think they've probably seen for even longer, where the contents of the package is getting smaller and the price never goes down. And we have to deal with that as well. We have to pass legislation like I've proposed to make sure that any time a company engages in shrinkflation, we label that a deceptive practice. And that is investigated, and that company pays consequences, civil damages or other consequences that company has to fork over. Because these companies are ripping people off all the time. It's a deceptive practice, but the law currently doesn't allow the Federal Trade Commission to crack down as we want them to crack down. So that's basically what I'm trying to do about it as we deal with this really disgusting practice of shrinkflation. Mayor?
Yeah, I'm
here, but...
Hello? All of a sudden. Whoops. 1, 2, hello. Hello, hello, hello. 1, 2, 1, 2. My microphone's gone.
We have another microphone. I'm sorry. Something happened to my microphone. Are you still with us, Senator?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry. Something happened to my microphone, and for some reason, it just cut off in the middle, and I wasn't able to talk to you. Let me ask you this about shrinkflation. What would trigger it? Is there a percentage reduction that would require the act to take force?
No, it's really a determination that the Federal Trade Commission would make that it was a deceptive practice. That's basically the determination they make. The other problem we have here, Joe, is we don't have... The Federal Trade Commission does not have the power to do the price gouging investigations that I think most Americans want them to do. They just don't have that power. It's as simple as that. State governments have that power. The Federal Trade Commission does not. So you need both. You need to have the Federal Trade Commission issue new regulations that speak to a deceptive practice. But you also need price gouging investigations. The big companies jacking up their prices way beyond their costs. No one would begrudge them if they're increasing prices to offset their costs. That's a good old American way. But when you're jacking up your prices way beyond your costs, you should be hit by some consequence. And that the only way to do that is to have an investigation of that company, or many companies, frankly, and then have the Federal Trade Commission make that determination and then have a consequence imposed upon the company. It's just outrageous. These families are getting ripped off every day at the grocery store because big food companies and other companies making household products, everything from boneless chicken to toilet paper to paper towels to drinks and everything you can imagine, all kinds of drinks that people buy at a grocery store, whether it's Coca-Cola products or otherwise, they're all going through the roof. And these big companies are getting away with it year after year after year. And there's no consequence for this outrageous and I think illegal behavior.
Well, we have to be responsible to your staff. They've given us a time limit, and I don't want to run too much past it, but I do have to ask you one question. You brought up the election cycle. A lot of people are saying that President Biden is too old for this job, that he's not going to make it, and in Democratic primaries, uncommitted or none of the above has pulled a significant number of supporters. How do you feel about the president and whether or not he's sharp enough and physically strong enough to do another 4 years?
No question he's prepared to do this job today and would be where he reelected. I know him well. I know a lot about his work. And secondly, I would say this. Both candidates in this race for president are challenged in their party at one level or another. They both have a lot of work to do to earn the vote of the people, and I think both have a good bit of work to do. I think also when you consider what Americans are going to make determinations about, they're going to decide basically who the record of one versus the other. And I think when the president puts his record in front of the people, it'll be pretty clear what he's done at the age that he's president. You know, for most of his 4 years, now three more, almost 4 years as president, he's been an older man, but he got the infrastructure bill done. The other candidate talked about it. President Biden got it done. We're seeing now the effects of the investments in clean energy. We have a record low unemployment, but we have to continue to work on this issue of lowering costs for families. And one of the ways to do that is to go after shrinkflation and greedflation. We got to give company or families more help when they're raising their children. That's why we need a much stronger, robust child tax credit. When you're raising your kids and trying to pay for groceries, we ought to make sure that families can keep more of their tax dollars. So that's going to be critical to help families even as we're holding companies accountable.
Fair enough. Senator Bob Casey, always a pleasure to talk to you, Bob. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today. And we'll look forward to having you back again. And certainly anytime you're in the area, the studio's yours. Come on in. We'd love to talk to you. Take care.
Mayor, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Bye. All right, Senator Bob Casey, I'm sorry, I had a microphone malfunction in the middle of the interview, and I have no idea why, but my microphone just went completely dead, and it took me a second to realize we tried to solve the issue, and then I realized I had to get another mic. So if I sound a little different, it's something I grabbed in a hurry, and we'll see if we can settle what happened there and be back after we take a quick break. The phone lines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. or text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. Their North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. They are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They cordially invite you to find out more about the great options they always offer when you purchase your next vehicle. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share and take pride in helping all of their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who serve you from their large truck shop, their body and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. They are a master towing service, second to none, with decades of experience. Learn more about them today at sunburymotors.com. Hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. They have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters.
Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Online at CordellCordell.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, we're back, and we've switched microphones, and hopefully we'll be okay from now on in. The phone lines are still open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236. We had a number of people who did email us with some questions for the senator, and we had, you know, they don't ask us to give him exact questions, but they ask us to cover topics. And in fairness, to get the senator on, we agreed to ask him about some topics that he was interested in. So half of the questions I asked were things that he wanted to talk about, and the other half were things I wanted to talk about. And in doing that, we did leave out some of the questions that the audience might have had. If we're lucky enough to get a more extensive interview with the senator sometime in the future, we'll open it up to calls where you can offer your questions. Tend to find out that when we do open the phones up for questions, sometimes people make rather long statements and they don't actually ask a question until they explain it in some detail. But Gene said, Texas has shown a wall is working as illegal immigrants are now shifting to New Mexico and California. Our children, parents, and friends are being murdered by fentanyl and violence. Where do you stand on building a wall? Well, I think he mentioned border security in extensive detail, but he did not mention that particular element of border security. I think he feels probably that the combination of the three bills he talked about would be ideal in terms of solving the problem. And then one of our other callers, a consistent caller, who also wrote an email this time, Stan, says, Joe, when you talk to Senator Casey, ask him why the U.S. taxpayers are going to be on the hook to renovate and expand the William Way LGBT Community Center. They have BDSM, kink, and fetish parties there once a month. Casey and Fetterman both requested this money, $1 million in a spending bill to be voted on in the Senate tomorrow. Do you think this is something our tax money should be spent on? I don't. We have a $34 trillion debt, and these people want to fix up their fetish room. Let them do it on their own dime. Democrats keep showing their true demented colors. And that's signed by Stan. And one of the others one says, when you talk to Senator Casey, thank him for all the work he has done for Pennsylvania. He has done it with dignity and cares about Pennsylvanians. In a time of uncivility, he is a rare politician. Thank you again, Senator Casey. You are a senator we can be proud of. And let's see here. Well, we had that one yesterday. I think that covers all the ones we had at the moment. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Last night, Donald Trump won quite a few races. Nikki Haley, 10 o'clock this morning, is probably going to be putting her campaign on suspension, I guess you will. I'm not certain what it means, suspension. It sounds like something that crosses a river, a suspension bridge. But I guess she will step out of the race temporarily to see whether or not Donald Trump winds up in any legal troubles that would preclude him from serving as the nominee. But, you know, Nikki Haley did what she said she was going to do early on when nobody believed her. She said she was going to get it down to a two-person race, and she did. And I guess all she won was the District of Columbia and Vermont, and didn't do as well as expected, I guess averaging a little over 20% of the vote yesterday compared to 40% that she had been garnering. Meanwhile, President Trump, certainly now the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party. So whether we like it or not, despite the fact that some 70% of Americans don't want to see a rematch of Donald Trump and Joe Biden, that's exactly what we're going to get, a rematch between Biden and Trump again. And, you know, it's sad that we can't have somebody younger in the race. I mean, I think the senator was correct in saying that both of these guys are not past their sell-by date, but they are certainly older. And he says the president's well qualified to serve another term. One of our emailers says, Casey is part of the problem, a swamp-dwelling career politician who is there for one reason only, to get reelected over and over and ultimately enrich himself with side deals. We the people are losing any respect we may have had left for these lying career politicians who constantly spew BS out of their mouths. You know, I'm not a Democrat, and I've worked with Senator Casey for a number of years. I've worked with his staff. He is a decent, hardworking guy. I mean, I don't always agree with him, but I don't believe that he acts out of anything other than his very strong convictions about things. And I have a lot of respect for him, you know, and I have voted for him. I will admit that, because I've been involved with the Thruway Project, as he points out, and as you probably have heard me talk about on this show many times. But the senator has done everything he can to help this area in that regard. And I wasn't kidding when I said he would call me or we would meet, and he would ask for an update on the project. And every time I called a meeting of the Thruway Task Force, he always had a representative from his staff there to keep him posted. So, I mean, I know the guy does the work, and when he says he's interested in the area, he is. And I wouldn't call him a BSer, but I do think he is an advocate for his party, and that's not surprising. Okay, two callers on the line. We'll take them right now. Stan, you're on the mark first.
Good morning. I didn't hear Casey's interview. I was down in a hole where I couldn't get a reception. So, I got a question. You said
well,
he talked
glad you're
about
out of
border security.
I'm glad you're out of the hole.
He was talking about.
I'm glad you're out of the hole.
I was getting my car worked on,
okay.
You know, it's never a good thing.
All right.
So you said he talked about three supposed immigration bills about border security. What were those three?
He talked about the fentanyl bill he's got. He talked about the Stop Fentanyl bill at the border. He talked about the bill that would just increase, that would provide the Ukraine funding. And he talked about the bipartisan bill, the Senate bill that was rejected, that we've discussed in this program at length.
Huh. So Ukraine spending bill is going to help our border?
Oh, well, there's other things in there. There's funding in there for more border security guards.
Yeah, okay. Will they actually be on the border to do the job, or will they be processing the people that they allow to cross into the country?
I don't know.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because most of the time they just want to, when they need more people to process.
Well, he
you
said...
know, yesterday there was information came out that last year Biden went south and gathered 300 and some thousand people onto planes and brought them here using the was it BP-1 or the Border Patrol-1?
I saw that meme yesterday. I don't know whether that's true or not. If it is true, it's certainly concerning.
I said I've seen it a couple different spots, so
okay.
I don't know. But yeah, it's concerning. Why would we be importing people that haven't gone through the process? See, what I don't understand about the left, we have a process called immigration, okay?
Right.
Where people that want to come to this country go to, I'm assuming, our embassy or consulates in their home nation, correct?
Right.
And they request that they would like to come here to become either residents or citizens, maybe citizens in the future, and they fill out paperwork and pay the necessary fees and do whatever they need to do. Those people I will accept all day long, okay? But the people that he's helping with this, quote, app is to help them get jump the line, and they file their asylum claims online. First of all, where are they getting all the money for the cell phones? Okay,
that's a good question.
These people are supposedly poor and in dire need of whatever help. Where do they get the money for the cell phones that are capable of doing international? Well, I guess it's online because it's an app, so it's the online. So they have to find the Wi-Fi hotspot or whatever as they travel through the Darien Gap in the jungle and up through Mexico, bought by the cartels. How are they getting this access to, you know, the internet to do this?
Okay.
Or is it the NGOs that we are paying millions of dollars for going down there, and they're helping these people violate our sovereignty and our laws? We're paying for it, and it's pretty disgusting, I think.
Well, we pay for everything sooner or later, don't we?
Well, yeah, we pay for it to get them here, and then we pay for them when they're here to keep them health closed, medical care, put them in their kids in our schools. You know, and it's the detriment of the local taxpayer, because these people have contributed nothing to the tax base, yet they're getting all the services from the tax base. And I find it pretty disgusting. And they're bringing criminals here. They're allowing criminals into this country because they can't vet them from foreign nations that are our enemies or rivalries at the very least.
Okay.
You know, the Chi-Coms are the worst, I think, because basically, it's a planned invasion. You know, they got 20-plus thousand people last year from China, mostly military-age males, coming into this country. What is their end goal, and what is the purpose? Because China doesn't just let their citizens leave the country without permission.
No, that's true.
There's questions that need to be answered, and the politicians aren't answering it. The ones that are supposed to, quote, keep us safe, they're failing.
Okay, we'll give you the last word.
Well, y'all enjoy the weather. It's a little drizzly out. But, you know, as far as Mr. Casey goes, I will never vote for him.
Okay.
Period, because he has that D behind his name, and he's proven himself to be a radical. He acts all calm and, you know, normal, but he's a radical because he goes along with his stuff, like the bipartisan border control, security, whatever they called it, which doesn't secure the border. So y'all have a great day. And
okay.
All.
Take care.
Besides, him and Fetterman asked for $1 million for fetish rooms. I'm just sorry I have a problem with that.
Yeah, I saw your email. I wasn't familiar with that. I'll have to find out about it. Hey, thanks, Stan. Appreciate your call as always,
right,
sir. Take care.
Thanks.
Okay, 570-743-9565. As our hotline number, we have two calls on the line. We have a break to take. We'll take one of them first. Dale, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, he says it's very unfortunate that these migrants are coming and are creating crimes and, you know, our families are victims. So, you know, both parties failed us, the Democrats and Republicans. But you know who the both parties are? It's the Bar Association. Bob Casey is a crime boss of the Bar Association. So your IQ is being tested. If you go to the voting machine to blame another party, your IQ is a little messed up because it's the Bar Association. The Pennsylvania Bar Association are crimes. They're not putting no more money back into the neighborhood. They're stealing and extorting and embezzling. So if you go to court, I would just, you know, take a tennis racket because it's fake. I'll go through speed stop signs and see if they even try to ticket me. They're lawless. The Bar Association is completely lawless. And they don't ever take no responsibility or even speak. Why don't you put the biggest lawyer on the phone right now in Pennsylvania? Because I'll break him in half. He's a crime boss.
Well, who would that be? Who is the biggest lawyer in Pennsylvania who's the crime boss?
I don't know. There's, you know, they're taking money out of, you know, capitalism. You know, leeches wouldn't live without capitalism. So when you take all the nutrients out of the capitalism. You ain't got no more leeches. So now that's what you're seeing right now. These lawyers are just coming up with. They're putting slot machines in like stores and you know, there ain't no more money but being put back in the system.
Well, that's slot, they're not
better.
Slot machines.
Now they paint the roads black and they charge you. You know that, Joe. Come on, man. Why don't you man up for once?
Well,
you know.
They're not
really,
slot machines, Joe. Dale. They're not
the
slot machines.
The Bar Association destroyed all the nutrients in this country. Capitalism is done. Wait till socialism comes in and see what these lawyers do. I mean, really, you know that, Joe. Why don't you man up, man? Why don't you just say these lawyers are disgusting?
Well, because I disagree with you entirely. That's why I'm not manning up. I mean, I hate to say this, Dale.
Yeah, they are disgusting. They're disgusting. They'll sell their own children.
You are. Well, yeah, but you're missing the whole point of what it means to be an attorney. Everybody deserves their day in court. Everybody deserves representation.
Now you're trying to spin it. Blame the Democrats. Blame the Republicans. Don't blame the Bar Association. The Bar Association control both parties. Joe, you know that, Joe.
Dale, no matter how much you rail against them, if you needed an attorney, one of them would represent you.
You don't like capitalism. You don't like capitalism, right?
Oh, I love
you
it.
You want to attack capitalism.
I love
That's
capitalism.
That's where the nutrients is for your lawyers. That's where all the nutrients is, capitalism. Without capitalism, you guys got no blood to suck on. That's all you're about.
Well, let me tell you, I ran businesses, radio businesses, for some 40 years.
So where's the marijuana money and the gambling?
But let me finish.
Come on, where is it?
Let me finish. Nobody believes in capitalism more than I do because I've survived on it.
You're a liar. Yeah, you like capitalism, the suck on the blood. You're right. You need capitalism to survive. To just suck on other people's blood. That's what you are. You're a blood sucker.
A blood sucker. Okay, so I'm just like the attorneys.
Yeah, lawyers are just... Some of the earth. I mean, why don't we have these migrants start attacking their families and their businesses instead of private people who pay taxes, blue collar people? You know, it's very unfortunate what they're doing. You know, let's man up and let's all come to the table, and I'll chair the table.
Okay.
I'll straighten it out. I will.
Well, I would love to attend that meeting, Dale. I would love to attend that meeting.
Hillary Clinton even said it. It came out of Hillary Clinton's mouth too. The Bar Association is destroying this country. It came right out of her mouth.
I don't recall that quote, but I'll have to look that one up. Dale,
she's the one who's talking about capitalism needs to revamp itself. As she said, the reason why is the Bar Association is sucking all the nutrients out of this country,
okay.
Which I 100% agree with her.
All right. Hey, Dale, thank you.
Well, why don't you man up then?
Well, because I disagree with you. All right, he hung up on me after calling me a liar and telling me to man up. He hung up on me. All right, well, that's a great way to have a conversation. Dan, hang on. We've got a lot of emails, and we have one caller on the line, and two of the phone lines are open, 570-743-9565.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's dell.com/deals.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. Dan, you've been very patient, and we are going to you right now. You're on the mark, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Hey, you know, despite all the negative things that are said about Trump, there's one thing he can't do is lose. He just keeps right on winning. And I was watching last night, I switched CBS, ABC, they sit there like, how can this be? A guy that's been indicted this many times, he has all these lawsuits. How can he keep winning? It goes to show you that most of your news media, and I don't exclude a lot of your local, a very local media, are they living in a bubble that they don't live in the real world out here like I do, like my neighbors do, that they don't get why Trump would win? He talks to the people. Every time he goes out on a rally, he talks to us. He don't degrade us. He understands our feelings.
No,
he eats at McDonald's like we do. He just gets us, and he made our lives better, and we knew it for 4 years.
Yeah,
that's why he keeps winning.
If you disagreed with him, he'd call you bird brain. If you walked up to Donald Trump and said, as you've said in this program, that he was deceived about the vaccine, you would disagree with him, and he would call you something like a bird brain. That's the way the guy is. Yeah, he would.
I'll tell you why, Joe. Remember the time he bragged at a rally, "Hey, I got my vaccine," and what did the people say? Boo, boo. Remember that? We put him in line. Don't forget that. He's our guy. He does what we want him to do. Yeah, he made a mistake on the vaccine. Hey, if he makes one mistake for all the good he's done, God bless him. Admit, you know. And I don't even think you get the Trump phenomena. And I know a lot of radio, TV people, they sit there like they're in a daze. Why is Trump so popular? Do you get it?
I understand why he's popular. I just think that as a person, he leaves a lot to be desired. You know, I worry about
Biden?
Him. Biden is a well-meaning, doddering old man who is... probably has a poor memory. I'm not in favor of either of these guys being president of the United States, to be honest with you.
But Trump's mind, Trump could outthink me any day of the week, and I think he could outthink most people. He can handle the media, the lying media. He handles them, and they don't like it because they have someone that's outdoes them, and they can't handle that, and they just miss the whole boat when it comes to why Trump is popular with people out here, the working people, the union people even, and not the teachers. I understand that. Not most of the teachers weren't for Trump, in the union, but some are. But he just keeps on being more popular despite all they've tried to do to him. All the legal, which is ridiculous, all these legal indictments. Okay. They don't even hold water.
Okay, listen, we'll give you the last word. We have to break to take, and we have another caller.
Well, I just say, the only thing I can say is look what Trump did for you during his 4 years, and okay, look at the mess we're in right now, and it'll tell you who to vote for in a hurry.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call. One of our emailers says, congratulations, OTM. You finally got a real senator that tells it like it is. Wish I could have heard what was bleeped out. Did you bleep him, his comment? Did you? Okay, he used a, I would have let it go because it was a quote from the senator. He used a word for excrement and involving a bovine animal, a bull, as a matter of fact, and he said a lot of people were being fed that. So that's what he said. I would have let it roll, but I understand we don't like to use that last word, the word that, the popular word for excrement, if you will. Anyway, a big improvement over your phony Dan Amuser. Bob has it right on these big corporations. You still don't get it and never will. We'll take our final break and we'll be back with a caller in just a minute on the Mark.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
When it comes to stuffed crust, here at Papa John's, we know our stuff. Because when you've hand-stuffed as many crusts as we have, you know you become a stuffed legend. And now we're bringing you another epic flavor combination with the new Cheesy Calzone Epic Stuffed Crust Pizza. Made with a blend of mozzarella and garlic or ricotta, this pizza has your favorite calzone flavor stuffed right into Papa John's original crust. The new Cheesy Calzone Epic Stuffed Crust Pizza. Get a one-topping pizza for a limited time, only at Papa John's.
Call Papa John's in Sealands Grove at 570-743-7474.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, as always. And one of our emailers, Rob, says, what moral ground does our government have to stand on when talking about corporate practices? There should be a law against taxflation, the practice of pork project wasting taxpayer money on frivolous projects. And just to give it some context, in case we did beep him out on the use of the word bovine excrement, but I was asking the senator about, we were talking about that bipartisan bill that was defeated defeated after President Trump urged that it be defeated. And I talked to him about comments made by Senator Marco Rubio, who talked about the fact that the Democrats wanted to get more, give these people a pathway to a green card and then to voting or citizenship. And of course, he used the word that there was a lot of bovine excrement being distributed around. And I'm sorry if you missed that part of it. Chris from Milton, you're on the air. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering what the bleep was for. It's hard to picture Casey saying something that would get bleeped there. I guess he did, huh?
Well, only our policy. I've heard that word used other places. It's just our policy. We try to be aware of the fact that there are a lot of different people listening, some of whom would be offended by that word.
And early in the morning, more or less.
Right. I mean, it's okay to call me a liar, an idiot, and, you know, a jerk and things like that, like one of our callers did today, and, you know, telling me I'm sucking the blood out of the country. So, but that's okay, but we don't allow that other word on the air.
Anyway, what was Stan upset that the Biden and Casey wanted to spend $1 million on or something like that?
Yes.
I didn't ever catch what it was.
It was a, let me see if, did I delete? I did. Let me see if I can find it here. It was some community center. Here it is. Let me get it back up here on the screen, and I'm clicking, but it's not coming back up on the screen. That's just my kind of a day.
Oh, we'll skip it then.
Oh, here it is.
We'll repeat it someday.
I got it. It's the William Way LGBT Community Center.
Okay.
And they won $1 million in the spending bill. That's a place where they have BDSM, kink, and fetish parties once a month. And they, Casey and Fetterman have both requested $1 million to rehabilitate the place.
Rehabilitate. That sounds like they were in jail for it or something.
No, it's I should have said refurbish. Perhaps that's a better word, okay?
Okay. One of your callers said I don't dig into things, and then he talked about how it was automatically a depression when you have two quarters of drop in the GDP.
Right.
GBT, yeah, gross domestic product.
Right.
And I looked that up, and that's actually not true. It's one of the indicators, and it's connected with, there's indicators for unemployment increase, for depression, and a few other things, and it's a judgment call based on putting a lot of those things together. And in the one quarter that was a drop in GDP, it was a 0.1% drop, I believe. If I remember my history right, it was a barely a drop. It was almost a rounding error of a drop.
Okay.
So that and the fact that other things were going well, and if you look at the gross domestic product for the United States, it's really booming, and it's better than other economies around the world, and a lot of that 0.1% we had was because the whole world was in trouble then. And it's hard to go forward when the whole world's in trouble. The United States actually has been doing much better out of this situation than most other countries, including Japan, China, and the Euro countries, I believe. Now, that might have changed in the last month. Maybe they're catching up some, but that was the last time I looked it up.
Okay, I'm
and,
not...
Okay, and I wanted to talk about the election last night.
Okay.
The South Carolina governor, Republican Party nominee, and this is not a lone instance. There's a lot of these people on winning Republican nominations. This was a Trump pick. He believes that he's not only a climate denier and whatnot, he's a Holocaust denier.
Oh,
he also thinks Jews run the world and refers to them talks about shekels being taken by the Jews who run the world for things like including controlling the economy of several countries and businesses in the United States. He also thinks that the Black Panther movie was an example of them taking shekels from the Schwarza.
I'm sorry, we got to go, Chris. Call back tomorrow and finish your thought. Thanks so much for being with us today. Look forward to seeing you back tomorrow. We'll read all the emails and texts we didn't get to today. All right, this is On the Mark, WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.